Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. This is part three of my three-part interview with international speaker, podcaster, and author of the great book titled Women with Fire, Six Secrets to Purpose, Prosperity, and Passion, Connie Benjamin. Now, if you missed any of the last two episodes, you need to go back and catch up. We're going to rewind it just a little bit, you know, for the continuity of the program, but I'm telling you, folks, she's been just absolutely blessing my socks off, and I believe if you've been listening to these episodes, she's blessing your socks off too, because these are tips and principles that work for anyone. And her acronym about FIRE, F-I-R-E, you're going to just be blessed by it as we get deep into it today. But I'm going to start off by asking her a question about a major problem that we see among society today, and that's comparing ourselves to others. Now, we're going to pick up with her answer about halfway through, but that's the subject that we're talking about right now. Now, back into the interview with Connie Benjamin.
If we are constantly comparing ourselves to someone else, then we are not honoring, truly honoring the gifts that God has given to them, which are unique and different than us, right, and us that are unique and different than them. And it just creates this divide. And it also leads to something that I believe is epidemic right now as well, which is this feeling like we need to wear a mask. This feeling like if anyone really knew the real me, they wouldn't want to talk to me. They would be disgusted, you know, and it feeds into that self-doubt and all of those things. So comparison trap, oh my goodness, I'm so passionate about it because it holds us back. And can I tell a quick story? I'm just going on a tangent. You opened Pandora's box. Oh no. So there was a time where I was being interviewed on this, news station, popular news station. It was the first time I'd ever been interviewed, and I was being interviewed as a relationship expert. So me and my husband and I were going to the show. Now I mixed up. We literally had about a day to prepare for this interview. We found out about it, had to hop in our car, drive there, very little time to prepare. But when I got on set, first of all, I am not a makeup person. I just don't know how to do makeup well. That is not my strong point. I am not a stylist. That is not a talent that God gave to me. I wish he did, but that is not something that I got. And so I did my makeup the best I could. And I get on set, and this lady walks over. I'm telling you, Bob, she was the most beautiful lady I've ever seen. And her eyes, like, I don't know how she did with her makeup, but they just like popped right out. They were just amazing. And I'm looking up at this gorgeous lady thinking, okay, well, hopefully someone will clean me up so I can look something like that, you know? And she walked over and she said, okay, so, you know, just so you know, you're going to go in on set in about 5 minutes, no, 15 minutes. You've got about 15 minutes. And I said, okay, great. Who do I see to get my makeup done? And she says, oh, sweetie, there's no one that does her makeup. And inside I felt this panic of, oh my goodness, I don't know how to do makeup. And now I'm going to go on set and I probably look like a clown possibly. And I was panicked. And then I said, okay, so tell me a little bit more about the interview. I'm trying to suppress my panic, right? And she says, okay, you're going to have about 5 minutes to talk and then we'll wrap things up. Now, there was a misunderstanding, Bob. And I thought that we had an hour on set. And so we had planned and, you know, in the drive up, we had planned out this interview and we literally were going to have to narrow it down to 5 minutes. My stomach was panicking, on fire, panicking. And so we get on set and this lady walks over to me. By the way, she again looks like the most gorgeous lady I've ever seen on the planet. I realized she is going to be interviewing me. And in my mind, I'm doing a checklist of, is my muffin top going to be showing up to this interview? And oh, I probably look like a clown with this makeup that I did. And I'm panicking. And in a moment, I realized that I had two choices to make. Two decisions. Either I could continue this roller coaster of the comparison trap and stay stuck in it and not enjoy the interview and probably fail. Or I could focus on the people that I would serve and stop and pray and get present and breathe and get on set and forget myself and get to work.
Amen.
So I did that. I stopped. I prayed like the wind. I took a deep breath and I got on set and we had an incredible interview to the point that after they asked us to coach the next people going up.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And so it was just such a testimony to me of how powerful it is when we can step out of the comparison trap, because that's when God can use us.
Amen. I'm surprised they didn't have a makeup person there. I mean, that, I thought that was like standard fare, you know?
Right? Me too.
Budget cuts.
apparently.
I was being interviewed on a Christian television program in Texas. And I mean, I walked in and said, okay, you'll be coming up in about 20 minutes. You need to come with me now. So I'm like, okay, I'm going into the green room. Now they put me in a makeup chair. I'm like, makeup? Wait a minute. I'm a guy, you know, I don't need makeup. He goes, oh yeah, if you see my picture, you know, I'd be reflecting a lot of light. So they had to tone it down a little bit, you know, from on the forehead and stuff. It was hilarious. I was like, golly, I hope I can take this off before I go back out on the street. People are going to get the wrong impression here, you know.
Oh my goodness, that's the best. Yeah.
You say you can help someone achieve greatness in just 15 minutes per day. How do we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Through fire goals. So through all the things that we've been talking about. And so fire goals are how I did it. It's how I wrote my book. It's how I do everything, because it helps us to step out of that self-doubt, comparison, all of those things, those extinguishers of fire, and helps us to just get the job done. So just like you were describing about how you wrote your book in very quick intervals, that 10-minute just write. There's actually a lot of reason why that works so well, and the fire goals helps us to do that. Mm-hmm. So the first thing, can I just dive in? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first thing is to, now, by the way, this is an acronym. So FIRE goals is an acronym, and the F stands for focus and faith. So you won't be surprised that that's in there. And the reason that focus is in there is to get super clear. What exactly are we trying to achieve? Long term, you know, to have the big perspective in mind, but also short term. What can I do daily to take small steps towards my goal? What is one thing that I can do daily to take small steps towards my goal? So for an example, with writing my book, it was, okay, I'm going to write in my book for 15 minutes a day. That was my focus. Now, faith is big. Faith is big. Whenever we're going to do something, a goal that is too big for us, we need to have faith in ourselves, in God, and in others.
Amen.
And so to have that faith. Now, the next one is the I stands for incentive. So the I in FIRE stands for incentive. And this is one of the biggest things that I think is being left out in the conversation around goals. Because there's so many times we talk about, okay, just set that goal and you gotta have the SMART goals and do the goal. And I mean, that's all well and good until you get sick, your kids are sick, you feel like you can't do it anymore, your self-doubt starts to come into play. Like we need something to light a fire under our butts so we can actually accomplish it. Because what tends to happen, especially with our purpose, just like before, when you're talking about the podcast, when you got that inspiration to do the podcast, well, that is it's a faraway thing. You weren't sure how to do it. You got back in your day-to-day life takes over. And it's not until you consciously bring that out and say, no, I need to do this. I need to take steps towards it that you actually achieve it. And so what this does is it speeds up that process.
Amen.
So incentive can be anything. It can be something, what you're going to get if you do it and what you're going to lose if you don't. And so I have used everything from I get to have a shower when I write in my book for 15 minutes, or I get to check my phone when I write in my book for 15 minutes, or I get to have the smoothie that I like instead of the one that's 80% kale when I write in my book for 15 minutes. It doesn't really matter what it is. It matters that it's that one thing that you're like, oh, I got to get this done. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And then R in FIRE stands for responsibility. And what that is it's basically being responsible about our goals, telling someone, writing it in a journal, being accountable in some way, but also having the awareness that we have a responsibility to ourselves, to God, to serve others, to use our life to serve others, and a responsibility to others to bless their lives. So that's R. And then E in FIRE goals stands for exact time. So what that means is getting a shortened, condensed time that we're going to work on that goal and being very clear, when does it start and when does it end? And then stop. Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest mistakes that we can make about goals is to feel like we got to take these big, huge leaps and jumps, and it's just not true. In fact, when we look at the research, when we have condensed time, that's when we're more focused. That's when we get more done. And so that's why I literally, if I'm writing in my book, I set a timer for 5-minute intervals because that gets my logical mind out of the way and helps God to give me inspiration to say what I'm supposed to say. Does that make sense?
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. Amen. So the G?
Oh, it's just FIRE. The acronym is just FIRE. FIRE. Yeah. And goals. Yeah.
Amen. The FIRE. Goals. Okay, now I got it.
Yeah.
Right. So what is it when you say win from within? What does that mean?
That means that to be able to do anything in this life, whether it's an external goal that we have, whether it's in relationships or financially or with our health or whatever it is, we need to master our inner dialogue. We need to master our own. Remember before we were talking about that battle that's going on, I believe there's opposition going on within ourselves. Mm-hmm. So, and something that in the book I talk about between the lion and the hyena, it's basically between the natural man and that part of ourself that's trying to keep us comfortable and safe and holding us back. And there's also opposition outside as well. And so, but we need to master that opposition within ourselves. And so one is to be able to win from within is if we're going to achieve anything in this life, we have to first believe we can do it. And so that requires us not conquering that part of ourself, that hyena that's trying to hold us back, because it's actually just trying to keep us safe. Mm-hmm. It's not there for a terrible reason. It's there to keep us safe and to help us to be empowered when we can overcome it and do it anyway. Then we become stronger. That empowered lion part of ourselves gets stronger and stronger. We become more, have more capacity. Mm-hmm. So win from within is really just implementing all the things that we've talked about. The four primary laws of FIRE, you know, managing our state of mind, serving others, focusing on growth and being in alignment with God's laws. That all of those things help us to master ourselves and to increase our capacity, because I believe that we have a capacity that's bigger than we can possibly imagine. And the only way we can step into that is to win from within.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me ask you about women that are like in the executive levels of business. You know, they've achieved success in the business world, but sometimes that's impacting the family life as well. How should they try to juggle all of the responsibilities that they have to endure?
Oh, that is such a beautiful question. I actually talk to a lot of women that are very high achieving women and people that have been in corporate, and to hear their stories is incredible. I think one of the biggest things we need to understand is one, self-care. We have to, so state of mind, when I talk about state of mind, I've actually got another part that I talk about, which is FIRE priorities. And basically it's a way of especially as women, but men as well, oftentimes what's going on is we feel like we have a time management problem or a boss problem or a work problem, business problem, relationship problem. The problem is out there, when in reality, usually what we have is a priorities problem. We're just, our priorities are off. And so for high achieving women, which is amazing, like they can do so many incredible things. I love it. Yeah. And at the same time, sometimes there's this feeling like we just need to do one more thing, achieve one more accomplishment, just keep going. And sometimes what's going on is we're not taking care of ourselves as women. And so there's a danger to that. In fact, I've talked to several women, very, very high achieving women that have achieved insanely amazing things, both in the military, in the business world, in entrepreneurship. that if we do not have this in place, it leads to burnout and health problems. And I've heard of women almost dying because of this wasn't in place. So we got to have our priorities in order. So to quickly go over this, again, this is an acronym because I believe in making things super simple. So the first thing, so it's about FIRE priorities, and the FIRE is the acronym. The first thing is first God or first creator, whatever people's religious or spiritual beliefs are, first God. So to put God first, to connect with God first, whether that's through scripture, prayer, meditation, doesn't really matter how it is. It matters that our intention is there. And then the I. And that I stands for inspired self-care. So that is not the kind of self-care we see in the movies where we go and like get the cucumbers on our eyelids and go and shop. I'm not talking about that self-care, although I mean, that's awesome. I'm talking about real inspired self-care, doing things that fill our soul, fill our spirit, help us get closer to God. So things like meditation, yoga, running, walking, whatever, writing in a journal, it doesn't really matter what it is, something to take care of ourselves. And then the next thing, next priority is our relationship with our partner. That is so important. I can't tell you how many marriages I have seen and talked to for people that are, their marriage is failing or going in a place that they don't want it to go because the kids are first and we need our partner to come first. So that relationship. And by the way, that does not need to be in a big way. Like sometimes that's just a kiss before we go to work or an I love you. So that's that R. And the last but not least is E. And that's engage with our kids, to be present with our kids, to find these peer moments. Because I can tell you, when a mama is out there and she is, or a woman is out there and she is rocking the business world and she's rocking corporate life and doing all these amazing things, and she feels burnt out, stressed out, overwhelmed, and sometimes comes home and thinks, how am I going to cook dinner? It's 7 o'clock at night. How do I connect with my kids? Oh my gosh, did they forget to tell me about the science experiment again with the science experiment? It can feel so overwhelming. But if we understand that to engage with our kids just means a moment. It's that moment that you look into your child's eyes and tell them you love them, or you give them a kiss, or because I'm an entrepreneur, I'm so busy, I'm writing this book, my life is a little crazy. Sometimes with me, it's just lifting up my hands and doing monster hands and chasing my toddlers around the house going, ah! And in that moment, I know I have their heart. We don't need these big blocks of times. We need presence and to be in priority.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That is good. Now, not everyone's on the same level playing field. I mean, there's some younger women listening to us as well as some nearing retirement. How can they, and again, I know some men are listening to us as well as we speak, so just let me say we, apply these things when we may not be running the same game plan at the same point in life?
Oh my goodness. That is, I keep saying this is my favorite topic, but they're all my favorite topic. Okay. Here's the other thing that I get so passionate about, because I believe that we have been told a lie in society. We have been told this lie that we need to have one goal and we need to go for that goal till the rest of our life. Mm-hmm. And I think it is not true. I think that our goals were one, the goals that we have are going to be how we achieve those goals is going to be different depending on the seasons of life we are in. Mm. And I get so passionate about this because I am so tired of this idea that you got to, you know, if you got this goal and dream, you got to just keep grinding, just grind. Or are you kidding me? What about the mama that just had a baby who's, you know, 2 weeks old? She's not going to be grinding in her business. She just had that sweet little baby. No. So I believe that all these principles apply in every aspect of life, and that we can achieve them when we are in alignment with priorities and the season of life we're in. And so some, just really quick, because I know we're running out of time, but I get so excited about this. Some of the things that we can do to honor the season of life that we're in is to be flexible, to just be aware of this is the season of life I'm in and how can I achieve those goals within the season of life that I'm in, to be flexible. Mm-hmm. The other thing is to have inspired action. And so to seek God, to say, okay, God, this is the season of life I'm in. I am in Laundry Mountain, or I'm in retirement, or my kids just left and now I'm an empty nester. What do you want me to do? To go to God and get that inspired action.
Yeah.
And the other piece is to keep fostering those relationships, because at the end of the day, it's all about relationships. And then the last piece is to manage our expectations and to be kind with ourselves and to manage our expectations that will help us to achieve the goals that we have in real life with our real season of life.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. That is awesome. As we get ready to wrap up, I'm going to give you a great big softball question. All right. But it caught my eye in reference to your book, so I wanted to ask it. How can we learn to grow our own money tree?
Oh, this is such a great question. Okay, well, to be completely transparent, I knew I had to put this one in the book because financially, I have made every single financial mistake in the book, and I wanted a place that was inspired principles in one place because I felt like there were so many different conflicting ideas. We should do this. No, we shouldn't do that. You should do this. Don't do that. It was just crazy making. And so these are inspired principles that I received about how to grow our money tree. And so one of, and by the way, in the book, I've literally got it all mapped out, and I've even got this beautiful drawing of the tree and where everything fits, thanks to my graphic designer, because that is not my talent. So at the base of the tree, I believe each stage of the tree represents a different aspect of financial skill set and goals that we need to be aware of. So in the roots, the very roots of the tree is really two parts. One root is about making more money, and so striving to increase our income, because God, it says right in the scriptures that, you know, abundance is very, very possible, and that's something that is amazing, and it's meant to bless others as well. Amen. And so to make more money and to make that something that we're working on, whether that's through our business or through our work, and then budgeting as well, to manage and take care of the money that we have. If we don't take care of what we have, God can't give us more. Yeah. So that's the foundation. That's the roots.
Amen. That's awesome. Yeah. Now, your book's going to be published just before we publish this. At the time of this recording, it's not published yet, but by the time we publish the podcast episodes, it will be published. And your book's going to be in Amazon and bookstores and all that?
Yes, it will. It'll be all the places, Amazon, bookstores, everything.
Okay. And do you have pre-orders set up?
I do. Right now, I do so that people can they're not going to be able to pre-order, but they can get on a list so they get notified when the book comes out, because the book is available for 99 cents on Valentine's Day, which is amazing. Yeah. And so there is a way for people, if they just reach out to me, I can send them the link, or they can go to myfirewithin.com/book. And just get a bit more information about the book or how they can get it.
Amen. Amen. We didn't get a chance to talk about your podcast, but real brief, can you tell us about your podcast and how long you've been doing this?
For sure. So I started my podcast about a year and a half ago. And you know what? When you were talking about when you got that tap on your shoulder and said, hey, you need to start a radio show, I got a very similar inspiration years ago. Saying, Connie, you need to interview people. And honestly, I pushed it off. It's in my journal for way too long, the inspiration that I got. And finally, I said, okay, God, I'm listening. I'm going to do this. And so the show is really about, it's geared towards women. And it's the stories of, I believe that there are so many conversations that were happening around women that are compartmentalized. Mm-hmm. So just about business, just about family, just about self-care, all of those things. And I wanted a place where we could hear the stories of women talking about success and failure, the times that they like were laying on the floor in the bathroom crying because they didn't know how they were going to do it. And times of juggling life, kids, relationships, self-care, self-doubt, all of the things. And so that's what the podcast is really about.
Lord, amen, amen. Well, Connie, you definitely have the fire going on inside. Praise God. I know there's a lot of people out there who are benefiting from just what you shared here today. Amen. And if someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask a question, ask you to come speak, or maybe do an interview such as this, how can they do that? How can someone get in touch with you?
Oh, amazing. Well, they can reach out to me over email. That's Connie@myfirewithin.com, or just reach out to me over Facebook. I am right there in social media. I love to hear people's stories, what they learned, and to answer questions. So I'm totally available.
Amen. I'll put all those links down in the show notes as well. Folks, you need to get this book. Even though the book has been written to help women, and you may be a man listening to us right now, I can guarantee you know a woman who could benefit from Connie's information. Guaranteed. So go down the show notes and order a copy today. In fact, I'd recommend you get two or three and give them away as presents. I mean, if you're a woman listening today, get two or three. Keep one for yourself. Give the others away to a couple of friends or coworkers in the office. Be a sower. Help someone else, and someone else will help you. It's the law of reciprocity. Amen. Now, folks, you need to get in touch with Connie Benjamin. Invite her out to speak to your group at a minimum. You need to go over and listen to her podcast. Praise God. Connie, podcasting is where it's at today. I mean, you can reach so many people with your messages, and I know God's going to bless your efforts in that area.
Thank you.
Now, folks, find out what Connie's talking about on her podcast, My Fire Within. If you want to know how to turn something you are passionate about into a business, how to have a successful business and an amazing family, how to overcome self-doubt and more, you need to go click the link below and listen. Not just listen, subscribe to Connie's podcast. Amen. Connie, thank you so much for coming on the program today and discussing all these great topics.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun, and it was such an honor.
Amen. And I especially want to thank you for writing this book and blessing so many women just with your advice. It's going to be awesome. I know it is. And folks, that is all the time we have for today. Now, remember, go down in the show notes. Go down below in the show notes. Get your copies of the book, Women with Fire, Six Secrets to Purpose, Prosperity, and Passion today. For Connie Benjamin and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.